Perek Hamishi, Hilchos Chametz to Matzah. We're going to beginning to discuss the halachas of things which are chametz and kashrin kelim for Pesach. Halacha Aleph: Ein osr mishum chametz for Pesach ella chameshes mini hadagim bilvad. The issur against chametz applies only to the five species of grain. Vein shnei mini achitim shein achita vakusemes. They include two species of wheat, which are wheat as spelt. And there are three species of barley, which are barley, oats, and rice. So that is chametz midiraisa. Chametz midiraisa, you have wheat as wheat and spelt, and three species of barley, oats, and rye. However, when it comes to kidneys, rice, millet, beans, lentils, and so on, so midiraisa, ein behem, there's no, even midrabban, ein behem mishum chometz, there's no isra of chometz. Ela filu losh kemach eres geitzaben, bereitchen v'chiso b'begodem atchenit pach, kemi botzach shehishmetz, arizem mutter v'achidom. Even if a person needs rice flour with boiling water and covers it with fabric until it rises like dough that has become chametz or leavened, it is still permitted. This is not leavening. Or rather, this is the decay of the flour. Base. Chameshes mini dagan elo, im lashon me peres vavad, beloishim mayim ba'elim, inim ba'elim dechimutz. For these five species of grain, if flour for these species is needed with fruit juice alone, without water, so then it will never become leavened. Even if flour is placed with these juices the entire day until the dough rises, it's permitted to be eaten on Pesach. For fruit juice does not cause dough to become chametz. It just causes the flour to decay. That includes fruit juice, wine, milk, honey, olive oil, apple juice, pomegranate juice, otherwise oils and beverages. As long as water whatsoever was not mixed in it. But if even a little bit of water is mixed in, then the halacha is machmitz and it does become chametz. Halacha gimel: Eim vashlin chitin b'mayim, ve'rifois v'lekemach and levivois v'embishol as a chametz skomer. On Pesach, one should not cook wheat in water. For example, cracked wheat or flour in water, like dough balls. And if it does, it's mamish chametz, which eat bakbo b'tavshlin. As long as the kernels crack open within the dish. Ein kelas abotzik b'shemen ala machbos al mubash la sapaz v'sakemach koli. We do not fry dough and oil in a frying pan. However, we make a loaf of matzah or roasted flour. V'yem ertiach amayim harbim rak ha'chish t'chotich and ha'kemach ha'zim mutra. V'pnei shu mizbash l'miyad kelev shiachmetz. For it boiled a lot of water and afterwards flour, placed flour into it, and behold, it is permitted because it's cooked immediately before it could ever become chametz. It's accepted custom in Babel and Spain and the entire Western diaspora to forbid this practice. This has been decreed lest one not boil the water well enough. Halacha Dalit. Mutter the vashla dogan a kemach mea peres. Permissible to cook grain or flour and fruit juice. Okay, batzuk shalosh mea peres. In bishlam mea peres it kolo al machmas b'shemner has a mutter shemea peres in machmitzner. Now, even though dough was kneaded with fruit juice, cooked with fruit juice or fruit or fried with oil, as permitted pan is permitted, frying pan is permitted, fruit juice does not become make tamni chametz. Hey, caramel. The shemer halvin ase b'gur v'techen ase. Roasted grain which was singed in the fire and then grounded in flour. In mivashta temashle b'mayim, flour should not be cooked with water. Shema le nikla b'gur yafa. less that has not been roasted well with fire. And it becomes leavened and cooked. When preparing new pots, we should not cook them in anything rather than matzah that was baked on the then ground of the flour. It's forbidden to do so with roasted flour, for perhaps it will not be roasted well. Let's become chametz. Allah Vav. In Beilin, Ein Beilin. Do not steer barley in water and Pesach to rule its husk, because the kernels are soft and become chametz very quickly. If a person did steer, if one did steer barley in water, and the kernels softened to the point that they were placed at the opening to roast the pan upon which loaves were usually baked, and that's asur. If they have not reached this degree of softness, that's mutar. Zayin. Achitim. When it comes to wheat, mutter live lois in b'mayin v'il hosr suban. V'tekin esim yad kadev sh'tekin naselis. When it comes to wheat, it's permissible to steer it in water to remove the bran and then grind them, as is done when grinding flour. V'anagu kol yisol b'shinim eretzatru yisarat v'ari amayrev shal yivu achit b'mayim became accustomed in all these places not to steer wheat in water. So yishem yishu v'yach mitzu, as the kernels be left aside and become chametz. Ches tafshos nisbashal hitzaboi seirem mechitim nisbakar kol tafshos osher shenasar be chametz from nisbakar mitzilis v'sifnis v'beit l'shar tafshos shenadav l'shivlo nisbashal v'leinit baka chametz gomer shatir v'neilam dibrisit. A dish that was cooked and barley or wheat was discovered inside. If the grains have cracked open, an entire dish is forbidden. The chametz has become mixed together with it. If they have not cracked open, they must be removed and burnt, but the remainder of the dish may be eaten. Shulin was given because grain that has been stirred in water without cracking open is not the actual chametz. It's forbidden by the Torah, only midrabban. Shum shedavar shmartim samatzis klim yizurim b'matzah v'shimro yizim kol tzad v'chimutz. Since the Torah says, keep watch over the matzahs, be careful of the matzahs and protect them from any possibility of becoming chametz. Chacham said, a person must be careful regarding the grain that he eats on Pesach and make sure that no water has come into contact with it after it has been harvested. So that become chametz. Grain that sunk in a river or came in contact with water, just as it's usher to eat it, on Pesach it's usher to keep in possession. Rather, you sell it to eat before it becomes usher and inform him what happens so that he can eat it before Pesach. If he sells it to a goy before Pesach, he should sell a small amount of number of individuals. So be finished before Pesach, lest the goy go and sell to another yid. Alach of Yud. Dogon shenafal alav delef. Grain upon which water leaking from the roof has fallen. If it's continuously to drop, so it doesn't the whole day, then it won't become chametz. However, if it stops in mishta kashir, if it stops, if it remains untouched for the standard measure of the timing, in other words, the 18 minutes, then how is it osur? Then it's osur. Yudalev, ain lashon pesach nisig deila shematapot el shir chal bavad. We don't need a large dough on pesach lest it become chametz. Rather, the size of the dough confined to the measure on which the obligation to separate challah. We don't need hot water, with water heated in the sun, or with water that was drawn the present day, only with water that the rest of the day. A prisoner who is over and needs using the above, it's Asra. It basically takes me to the Shemesh with Tolish, with the Azra Kia, being over my film, Mother Shena Shemesh, the Rathas Bible, the Tatas, the Nehas Isa, with Tis Asi, with Dover Acher. A woman should not sit in the sun and eat, nor should she eat under the open sky on the cloudy day, even in a place where the sun is not shining. She should not leave the dough and become involved in other matters. If she both needs and bakes, she must have two containers of water, which is one to smooth the matzahs and one to pull off her hands. If she violated it. If she violated these instructions and kneaded dough in the sun, or did not cool off her hands, or made a dough larger than the measure on which the obligation to separate the challah of the loaf is permitted. What is the measure for which one is obligated to separate challah? 43 and fifth eggs of average size by volume and not by weight. As long as a person is busy with the dough, even the entire day, will not become chametz. If he lifts up his hand and allows the dough to rest so that it rises to the extent that the noise will resound when a person claps it with his hands, so then it becomes chametz and he has to burn it right away. If a noise does not resound, so if he waited the time, 18 minutes to walk a meal, so then he has to burn it right away. The surface has become wrinkled, except that it resembles a person who hears sounds, stands on end, afraid. Behold, it's forbidden to eat from it, but one is not chayav kores for eating it.
There were two doughs which people
stopped kneading at the same time and left unattended. From one sound, the clasp, from the other didn't. So the halacha is, both of them should be burnt. Behold, it's chometz. Halacha tezvav. Ein eisen stikin amatziyarin bepesam nisha isha shayalein. One should not make thick loaves with design on Pesach, because a woman takes time making them. Dough will become chametz. So therefore, professional bakers are allowed to make such designs because they are skilled in their craft and they're very, very fast in execution. Private person is usher to make a design, even if he does so using the pre-cut form. This chumra was instituted less other attempts to make the design without using the forms that lay in their work and cause the dough to become chametz. The water used to wash one's hands at the kneading bowl after the kneading is completed, and similarly the water used when eating, behold, it should be poured out in a place which slopes downward, so it will not collect in place and become chametz. One place and become chametz. It's Zayin. Ein shena samur samanich lefne targulim shema yachmetz. The halacha is, we should not soak bran water and leave it in front of chickens, lest it become chametz. Aval, chelten lehen morsim b'reit samanich lefneim. However, one can boil bran for them and then place them before them. For no good reason, lastly, the majority of people have already adopted the custom of not boiling grain products. Lest the water not be boiled thoroughly. It's permitted to prepare bran or flour for chickens and water if they are fed immediately, or if one places it before them and stands over them to ensure that the food will not stand more than a meal. As long as they peck it, or one turns it by hand, so don't become chametz. So when fish is eating, when she wants out the utensil, water and pour it out in a place which slows downwards. It tests. The tishta isha some worsen still be other than merfets, I will show for ye al psari yovish. A woman should not soak bran which she intends to take to the bathhouse in the water beforehand. However, she may rub a dry bran on her skin. Well, yilis eldum chitim yitin on makuzim nishin machmitzin. Person should not chew wheat and then place it on the wound, for it will become chametz. In this sense, again, of the chareis, in this sense, we must only serve miyad. Should not place flour into the chareis. If one does so, he should burn it immediately. They show mamar lachos because it will cause the flour to become leavened very fast. In this sense, again, of the chareis, we must only eat miyad. Should not place flour and mustard. If one does so, he should eat it immediately. Chof mutter lahan losses atat falan shumshumim kamech yitz melatech abodzik chim mutter lo lishayis b'mayim shem nedrash v'chalav elakatev behen. It's permissible to place spices, sesame seeds, poppy seeds, and like and dough. Meim adishin also lo lishakatev elamayim belvat. Now, similarly, it's permissible to knead the dough with water and oil, honey and milk, or to bast them. However, in the first day, it's forbidden to knead the baste matzahs. Not because of its chametz, but rather it should be poor man's bread. It's only the first day that has to be lechem ayini. Halacha chof aleph. All other were kalim that were used for chametz while cold may be used for matzah while cold, except for the utensils in which yeast the chareis were placed. An eating bowl which chametz is kneaded and left to become leavened is considered as a place where yeast is soaked that we do not use it on Pesach. Earthenware roasting pan on which loaves of chametz are baked during the entire year should not be used to bake matzah on Pesach. If it was filled with coals and heated on the place where chametz was cooked, matzah is permitted to be cooked up. Metal and stone utensils in which chametz was boiled and water as a kliyishin, pots and stew pots, should be placed inside a large utensil. Should be covered with water, and the water should be boiled with them inside until they release what they absorb. Afterwards, they should be washed off with cold water, and then one may use it for matzah. Similarly, with knives, blades, and the handle should be boiled in the kliyishin. Afterwards, will be used for matzah. Halacha chavdal kli matzis v'avonim kli ayitzim shenestamish baruch chametz v'tishini in kares v'kesis leisim lehem v'teish kli gadol v'nisim aleim marim reitzim v'nish leisim v'sech ha'shifatu v'achar ha'shifatim v'shtamish b'hem b'matzah. Utensils of metal, stone, and wood, which were used for chametz as a kliyishini, bowls, or cups should be placed in a large utensil and boiled water poured on them. They should be left in the large utensil since they release the chametz to absorb. Afterwards, they should be washed with matzah. In all earthenware kalim that were used for chametz in hot water, whether as a kledishin, several pots or glisheni, doesn't matter, bowls, whether they were glazed or coated with lead, So they come like last year, they were simple earthenware. We not use them for matzah. Rather, we put them aside for basic until then we make cook with them. Clearly, she should also not tell you what to do with them. God will be able to do with them. The is a makif. The suffer the tithe as first in the chutz of malam and mayim at shekbiro. A mayim, as first in the tithe of mayim. You see that how shape the phallus bound the matzah. A person possesses a keli, which is a cleavation, desires to boil it in order to appear for Pesach. However, he cannot find a large utensil which to place it in to boil it. Behold, he may place a border of clay around its top edge from the outside and fill it with water. The water overflows its edge. Then he will boil the water in it, and this is enough. Afterwards, he washes it off and may use it for matzo. Perek Shishin in the laws of chametz and matzah. Today we're going to discuss, or this paragraph we're going to discuss the laws of eating matzah, proper kavana in eating matzah. Let's begin. Aleph. Mitzvah asim natir lechem matzah b'lil chamisha osur. It's a positive mitzvah natir to eat matzah on the 15th of Nisan. Shnem, like it says, ba'arev teichel matzahs. In the evening you should eat matzahs. B'chol mokum b'chol zman, any place and any time. V'tel ha'achil hazu b'karma Pesach. It's not dependent on eating the karma Pesach. El hazoi mitzvah b'fnei atzma, it's a separate mitzvah. The mitzvah is entire night. Al b'shar regel, the rest of the holiday, achilas matzah is only rishus. You don't have to. Ratzo eichel matzah, ratzo eichel here is a day, and it clears it bears. If you want to eat matzah, you can. If you want to eat rice, millet, or clusters, or pears, that's also fine. Abdul chamishos b'vat chiva. However, on the 15th is a obligation. Mishalchel kazayis yatsi dechemosi. Once a person eats a kazayis matzah, is he eats base. Bola matzah yotza. Bola mar yotza. If a person swallows matzah, is yotza. Mar is not. Bola matzah mar kechod. What if you swallow it together? The matzah is yotza, the mar la yotza. Why? Sha mar could fill the matzah. You're not yotza matzah because it's tough to the matzah. Krofim sivke. It's been a blana the matzah la yotza. If you're after it with certain fibers, swallowing does not even fulfill the obligation of matzah. If malcha matzah bleik avona, can shasu goyim leachol, yotz dichavase. A person who eats matzah without the intention to fulfill the matzah, goyim refuse, force him to eat it, so he fulfills the obligation. Avukazayis matzah uonich babeis, shtusay vachach nisrabba, chav leachol afer shlisrabba. Yishayis achilayis, b'shishayis, potim nekomitzis. A person who ate a kazayis matzah while he is... Well, he's like very sick. Like he's not himself. In other words, he's an epileptic. And afterwards, he recovered, so he has to eat the kazayis again. Why? Because the consumption of the first matzah that he ate took place at a time that he was potter from matzah. Dalit ain't out the mitzvah dechavos achilas matzah and kenach full mechad chameishas aminin. Person does not fulfill the obligation of eating matzah unless he has one of the five species. The matzah has to be one of the five species. Remember, like it says, "V'le'echol chametz, v'nemer v'techol matzahs." Dvarim aboy medichim. It has to be things that could potentially be chametz. Machol on matzah, then yotzidichim v'asad. I will share dvarim get eres v'dichim v'kidneys. These materials, these ingredients, ain ben matzah, like shem ben chametz. They cannot, rice, milk, and kidneys cannot be used to fulfill the obligation of matzah because they can never become chametz. Hey, aris yisa men achidim and aeris, mish ben tam dog and ish yotzo, bohen yotzo bo yidichi boso. A person makes dough from wheat and rice. If it has the taste of grain, a person can fulfill his obligation. Yisa saklovim, dough made as food for dogs, bizman shareim eichlamimeno, when the shepherds eat from it, yotzo deichi boso. However, ein harim eichlamimeno, if they don't eat from it, ein yotzo bohen, because it's not guarded as matzah. It's a person that makes dough from either wheat or eres. Continue. Matzah shalasha may peiris. If you have matzah which was needed with fruit juice, yotza yotza boy dechavasa bepesach yor yotza. Aval elashon yotza b'yain or shemna dvash or chala, but do not need it with wine, oil, honey or milk, because it says lechem ani meishu barano. In lush v'awful, if a person does go ahead and eat it and eats it leyot to dechibose, eats and leave a pas moish and leave a pas shur, but a person is not yet to with these with a bran or coarse bran of a lush who has a kemach b'subim shulim rasonim v'yisir pas v'yitz and dechibose. when we knead flour together with its bran and make it into a loaf and fulfill its obligation. A loaf made with fine flour is permitted, and the person who fulfills the obligation will not say this is a poor man's bread. Vav, ein matzah shenefes betaner bilpus ben echad, echad matzah shenefes betaner bilpus ben shehit bakat botzik bilpus varka chetiach, ben shetir varka chetbik, filo ofa bakakar arzu yetza bo yidichavasi. One may fulfill his obligation with matzah baked in either an oven or a roasted pot, whether the dough was stuck to the roasting pot and then the pot was heated, or the pot was heated and then the dough was stuck to it. Even if the dough was baked to the ground, one may fulfill the obligation. Similarly, if the matzah was not thoroughly baked, one may fulfill his obligation with it, provided that strands of dough will not extend from it when broken. Even if the matzah was not thoroughly baked, one may fulfill his obligation with it, provided strands of dough will not extend from it when broken. A person may fulfill his obligation with cake or matzah soaked in other substance as long as it has not been dissolved. A person cannot fulfill his obligation with matzah that has been cooked, for it does not have the taste of bread. Zayin eid al demetzi dechivase v'chiz matzah shi'asur aloi in shachal tevel in ma'aserishin shleinit d'ramasei aishik zola. A person cannot fulfill his obligation by eating matzah, which is forbidden to him. For example, a person who ate matzah made from tevel, matzah made from ma'aserishin shleinit d'ramasei, or matzah that was stolen. In fact, cloud, this is the general rule. All matzah which of Birchas HaMazon can be recited, you could use. If a Birchas HaMazon cannot be recited, you can't use it. A Kohen fulfills the obligation of matzahs from Chala and Truma, even though it's not matzah suited to everybody. There's no heter to eat in all the places that are Yishuv. Which implies all matzah that is fit to be eaten and all settlements would be used to fulfill one's obligation. Those from the things, giving offering and cakes from the Nazir, can be eaten. If you're made it to sell in the market, as the Yetzir Shavase, could be eaten. Therefore, he was making them. He's also washed for the sake of the matzah. Everyone is obligated in matzah. What we do is we soak in a cake of matzah and water and feed it to him, provided it's not dissolved. That nothing at all is eaten after the matzah, not even roasted seeds, nuts, or the like. Rather, even though one eats matzah after it's ate other foods, fruits of the like, one returns and eats a second matzah at the end of the meal, stops to eat. Chum forbade a person from eating matzah on Erev Pesach, on Pesach Eve, in order to be a distinction between partaking of its food and eating on the evening of the 15th of the matzah. Mishach amatz amir pesach the lach is makin eisim makas markas pechinos lachol erev pesach mikin a milcha mamat cannot eat erev pesach from milcha olives the shikas lachol is matzah b'tayva should come in to having a desire to eat matzah. You can eat some fruit and vegetables as long as you don't fill your body. You might even ask when a basic chamu would starve himself. They should come hungry to the seder to eat matzah. Other yom tevim, one can continue eating until darkness. Perek Shvi. We're discussing now Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim and remembering it. This is a stage of the Torah Sapper Benisim Niflesh Nasal Avisin Mitzrayim Balel Chamishos Benisim. To the positive commandment of Nateda, to tell over the wonders and miracles that happened to our fathers, Mitzrayim on the 15th of Nisan, like it says, Zafasim Mitzrayim, Asher Yitzim Mitzrayim, remember the day that he left Mitzrayim. Like it says about remembering Shems. How do we know that Zohar Seymazeh is on the 15th? That's when another pasuk it says that you should tell your children on this day, which means the day that the matzah morer is in front of you. Even if he doesn't have a son, even the great sages are obligated to tell over the Tzitzis Mitzrayim and Chalamar, but Rav Shehidu v'Shayu, the Halacha is Arizam Reshubach. Mitzvah Adil Abonim, Afilu Yishalu. It's a mitzvah to tell the children, even if they don't ask, like it says, V'gad L'Bilchel, if you should imagine that you're about to have him in the kids that have so. Why you caught him in the Bishop is like, if he was a minor or he wasn't so smart, so I'm like, B'ni, Klona, you know, Avadim, K'me Yishuf Chazo, K'me Evin Zim Mitzrayim, we're all slaves in Mitzrayim. Out of being a slave. If I ben godel chacham, if he's smart, then midi mashal. Tell them what Moshe Rabbeinu did. If he should die, then Moshe Rabbeinu, based on the capacity of the child, the child asks Shina Blayla, Azig they should do some sort of change on the night of Pesach, in order that they should ask, Mishal V'Yemdon, they should ask, Ma'ashtal HaZem Kalilis, why is this night different than all the nights? Ashur Shalom V'Yemdon, and he said, Kafuach, Yidub, Kafuach, this would happen. Kitzim, Mishan, how do you change? Chavlin, Kloyus, V'Agdezim, Kidim, Nuts, and Walnuts, V'Yikim, Mashal, Mufning, Deshe, Kidim, Shriyafel, take away the table before they eat, Chitzim, Ma'atzim, Mizem, Yad Zed, snatch Ma'atzah from this, from here to here, from this hand to this hand, Kitzim, the Ramelu, Enli, Ben, if he doesn't have a son, Ishtar Shalta, his wife asks him, and the issue is not marriage. Now, even if it was levada, he shall ask him, and he asks manishtan alazah. So, lahaschil, gnus l'saim b'shevach. We have to start with the gnus and finish with praise. Keter as a muscle and submission. Fleli hoya avi seno. And we make that a little part of care from yitzei and yitzei. Yitzei nachri have over it for navidas and m'saim. So we start, and we say, we start with describing we start with Gnus. In other words, we say, in the age of Tanakh, our ancestors denied Hashem, and straight after vanity, pursued idol worship, one concludes, that we were Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. We came asking, "Did you shavadim in the farm Mitzrayim?" Behold, our Lord was one of the seven minutes from the flesh. Last time we sent him, he was and you darshim aram evidavet shigmer zavar. But I'm saying, "Marat b'darsha zu parshas harizim meshubach." Hey, come and show the hour shishin davarim. Anybody doesn't matter these three things. Like today's was, which are pesach matzah murder or murderim. Passed over the houses of our ancestors, like it says, "Remind them of Pesach with Hashem." Meridian, murder is al Shem Shemira, Mitzrayim Sky Avisin Mitzrayim. Hashem bittered our days in Mitzrayim. Matzal Shem Shuri New Gola Dvar Meiluki Eglinim is called Hagoda. Chol Der Chaimon and Mahar Sazmi Yidu Gosva Matzmi Yotzat Veshem Mitzrayim. But Hashem, like it says, we send out.
Here
each and every generation, a person must present himself as he himself was left Mitzrayim. Took us out of Mitzrayim. Regarding this man, Hashem commanded us in the third, remember that you were a slave, as if you yourself were a slave and went out of freedom and were redeemed. Fikoch, kishasid adam b'layla zeh, tzadich, lech v'lushtus v'meset erachidus. Therefore, when a person feasts on this night, he must eat and drink while he's reclining in each manner in freedom. Everybody has to have four cups of wine. Even a poor person who takes his money from Tzvaga, cases, is to have four cups. Shir kol kis is a revis. Even a poor person should not eat until he can recline. A woman does not need to do a seva. She needs to These cups, these four cups, have to be diluted so the wine is pleasant. It should not be less than a revis of this wine. It's a mitzvah for Dame by the Chalfamim to commemorate the clay which our forefathers worked in Mitzrayim. Kitzad, he said, what do you do? Leichen, Tvonim, Gregus, and Smokin, Yitzaben. Take date, dried figs or raisins or the like. There's an ace, Leichen, and Tayyah, Leichen, Chemitz, and Mizbal, or Metablin, Ace, and Metal, and Metid, Betavim, Vin, Ace, and Alashokhim, Leila Pesach. We take dates, dried figs or raisins, the like, crush them, and add vinegar to them, mix them with spices. And we bring them to the table on the night of Pesach. Achilles murder is in him and a tether b'fnei atzmei el tli b'achilles p'sachim. Murder is totally on Achilles Pesach. Shemitz asay achasein. It's one mitzvah. Mrs. Asa asay achas le'achol p'sar Pesach al matzah some murder. However, did we say from le'achol matzah levada b'layla zeh afilin sham k'rub Pesach murderim? Murder is among materials hein achazeres. Aloshem atamcha v'acharbina b'awar. So murder is romaine lettuce, endives, horseradish, dates, ivy, and wormwood. One may fulfill one's obligation with their stem, even if it's dry. If they are boiled, pickled, or cooked, then in yitzim, and in yitzim.